Late leaving, late arriving. That's a story these days for many airlines, thanks mainly to a shortage of experienced air traffic controllers to guide the planes. A shortage that's a serious threat to safety as well as punctuality. You can blame the shortage mainly on the Bush administration appointees who run the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. That's made very clear in recent reports by the Air Traffic Controllers Union, the National Transportation Safety Board, and the Government Accountability Office, the GAO. The reports point to FAA policies that have kept many air traffic control towers badly understaffed, subjecting the demoralized men and women who operate them to exhausting work shifts of up to 10 hours for up to 6, sometimes 7 days a week. The threat to passenger safety is obvious. The threat, the GAO said, would remain until the FAA deals with the conditions that cause severe fatigue among controllers. Yet the GAO, said FAA officials, indicated they had no plans to act. It's surprising there haven't been any serious air crashes in recent months, although there has been a steady increase in the incidents of planes nearly colliding in the air or on runways. The controllers have tried, through their union, to improve the situation, but the FAA rejected union demands for improvements during negotiations for a new contract and then imposed work rules that have made the situation even worse. Controllers lost their right to take rest breaks after every 2 hours of their highly strenuous work, for example, and they lost the right to refuse to work overtime, however tired or stressed they might be. Those and other onerous conditions have caused nearly 1,600 controllers and trainees to quit or retire in the past 2 years. That's more than 10% of the workforce. The House has passed a bill that's aimed at improving the controllers' conditions by requiring the FAA to reopen contract negotiations with their union. But even should it also pass the Senate, President Bush has promised to veto the bill. In the meantime, air traffic controllers will continue to work under conditions that have made flight delays a common occurrence and that threaten the safety of millions of airline passengers. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.